Beautiful. Ah, hi, this is Chrissy Stereo. You are tuning into the Master's Playground. Welcome to the Day of Love Friday, party people. Yes. Welcome to a beautiful, beautiful holiday weekend. It's going to be amazing. It is amazing. I took the day off today and floated, but we'll get into a little bit more about, you know, those tidbits in a little bit. Tonight's episode is called Interdependent What? Thank you. It's a beautiful title. Yes. Right on. So we're going to go ahead and start to dive into what am I talking about? What is happening? What's going on? And as usual, we're going to also embrace, energies by looking at the tarot and playing amazing music. So first off, let's take a moment to tune in. If you party people are the very first ones tuning in to the Master's Playground, what we do at the beginning of each show, as you tune into me and I tune into you, we tune in together. And we do so by chanting the Adi Mantra three times. This allows us to bow to the teacher within because you know what? We are masters. Yes, we are. I am having such a beautiful day and such a beautiful week. All right, placing our hands into prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a moment to take a deep breath in, exhale, and on the next breath, we'll begin. If this is new for you, just follow along. Om Namo Gurudev. So as I was saying, welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. I am one amazingly tripped out in all the right ways kind of girl. Yes, I need to give myself a little shout out because it is about self-love and knowing who you are. All right. So what is the show about? It is called Interdependent What? All right. Let's dive into it. Let's see what's going on the Master's Playground. All right. So today, it's about the we, okay? Not the party of me, the we, okay? We're going to be exploring our how we communicate with other people when we're learning. What is it that we tend to do? When we first meet somebody, you know, the first thing that we tend to do is sort of call some things out. And what I mean by that is, let's say they're, you know, sharing something about their experience, like, whatever it may be. The very first thing that we end up doing is we go, oh, wow, my mom is like that. Or, you know, oh, my dad is like that, you know. And we start to just really call out patterns, behaviors, you know, things that are familiar as we're getting to, you know people. So in essence, what we're doing is we're relating to others by, placing a little bit of reference, a little bit of judgment as far as what you assessed from other people. However, you know, when it comes to, communicating in general, it's really about listening to your own communication. Okay, so it's really about paying attention to how you're communicating in this world. What is it that you're saying? How are you putting out your frequency? You know, for example, are you somebody who says, you make me feel like this? You know, like, for example, like, I feel embarrassed by you, or I feel angry. You know, you make me, hold on, let me point the finger. You. And by the way, never point to someone. It's such a dagger. It's absolutely horrible. You make me, you know, it's like, oh, wow. All right. So we just surrendered our power. You have this domain over me. You are making me feel. Wow. What a magic dust that is. You know, that's quite the wand. I now conjure up how you're going to feel. Yes. It's not that way, my loves. Or are you further along in your evolution? Okay. And this is the gauge. Communication, taking it back to communication. I noticed when you said, thanks, I felt automatically like this, right? Do you see the shift of energy, right? Not you made me feel. I noticed when you said this, I felt this. It's taking responsibility. There's a big difference. It's really just honing in on taking responsibility for your own feelings, you know, and not blaming other people or, you know, holding them accountable. Oh my God, I'm flailing in the world. And this person made me feel like this. It's kind of funny, man. Really pay attention to communication. It's absolutely brilliant. One key note I want to mention is I've, behind the scenes, there's a communication meditation that I have been doing for, God, I want to say months and months and months at this point. I think I started in November or December. At this point, I stopped counting and I just do it every day. And one thing that I've noticed is I'm really paying attention to how people are communicating. I'm really, but more importantly, I'm paying attention and taking full ownership of how I choose to communicate, right? So a little something you might want to check out, communication kriyas. Dig it, man. Kriyas being meditations found in Kundalini yoga, different positions, chanting, things of that nature. Highly encouraged. So, moving on. So, verbal communication is just noticing, being able to notice and to notice, listen to yourself, and to take responsibility for your own emotions. It is then that you become an independent person, right? And there's no codependency. You see the difference? There's no, oh my God, you know, codependency. It's really quite the party. I'm going to go ahead and pull up a little Webster's dictionary because you know what? When in doubt, right? So let's go ahead and go down this codependent, interdependent kind of world. Codependency is a psychological condition or a relationship in which the person is controlled or manipulated by another who is affected with a psychological condition. In broader terms, it's referred to dependence, a need of or control of another. Okay. So it's literally believing that somebody has control over you or being that person of where you're being told, oh, you have control over me. So if you find chants like this, you know, wording like this, guess what? You're encountering a codependent exchange, whether you're responsible for it or the other party. Keywords, you made me feel. Yes. All right. So in line with that, right? So I was like, okay, well, what kind of music am I going to, you know, like, all right, so let's go into, you know, literally lyrics that say, you make me feel. And, you know, I found a kind of juicy one. We're going to go with the soul queen herself, Aretha Franklin. And we're going to go with, you make me feel like a natural woman. Enjoy. Beautiful. Aretha in the house. What? Yeah, okay. So a lyric stood out there, which was a little, you know, if you really pay attention to the words in songs, you'll notice that, you know, it's filled. It is so filled with behavioral issues, man. There are so many people proclaiming their pain or proclaiming their, you know, I'm defined by you, man. You know, it's like, really listen to music. It's so much fun to just, you know, put that headset on and go, what are they saying? You know, like I was kicking it with my really good friends the last couple of days at the Satori house. And Satori means rapid enlightenment. And it's a house that I used to live in where I actually, you know, produced my debut album. And, you know, we're sitting there and we're doing all these meditations and we're just totally laughing and having so much fun and really sharing our life experiences and really looking at it and going, wow, man, can you believe it? This is where they're at in their growth pattern and this is where I'm at. You know, it's just a lot of fun in general. But anyway, so when we were up there, you know, I remember turning and I go, that is the worst, best song ever. You know, I was saying stuff like, all right, like Send Me an Angel from the 80s, right? If you really listen to the lyrics, it is so horrifically wrong, but it's such a great jam. It really, really is. So it's, yeah, the worst, best song. Yeah. Right on. So we're exploring, embracing our evolution by understanding how, you know, the dynamics of relationships, especially as, you know, what kinds of unions are there? So, you know, I had mentioned, you know, a certain level of codependency, right? And, you know, that's really when we're holding the other person accountable. But I want to go ahead and refer to an additional book, right? Types of relationships, right? And the book is A Life of Love. Yes, dig it. I'm holding up the cover. God, I love to read. I really do. Okay, so codependent. It's where one person is giving all they have and the other person is nil, zero, nada. Okay. One person is cherished and respected and the other gets nothing. Yes. Feel free to start to audit your the couples that are in your radius and go, wow, man, are they codependent? All right. These relationships are usually created by people who exclude a part of themselves, right? Sacrificing it. Oh, I love this person. If I just do this, if I just jump through these hurdles, that person will give me a morsel of that percent. Yeah, I don't mean to be so, you know, playful about it, but it is kind of funny when we're unaware. You know what I mean? It's just like when you're on the outside and you're kind of looking at these behavioral exchanges, it's really amazing. And usually what happens is, you know, a lot of, I guess you could say animosity and anger and things of that nature. It's kind of, you know, it's nothealthy.com. Anyway, so as I was saying, often one person plays the part of the adult or parent, and the other plays the part of the child. These relationships are quite dramatic. Oh, we love drama, don't we? Yes, as a society, we definitely tune into our dramatic, you know, exchanges here and there. Oh, and everybody loves gossip too. It's absolutely amazing. It's just amazing. It's two dependent people symbolically coming together to face a fearful world. Wow. That's some heavy stuff, man. Heavy, heavy, heavy what stuff? All right, so we're moving on here. So what's another type of relationship that we can actually, you know, that when two people come together, all right, so there's a codependent exchange that happens, you know? And then there's, let me catch up with my notes because little side note, all of the notes that I refer to for the show, you know, I tend to, you know, a lot of people don't know what happens with Christine behind the scenes, you know, and you just insert every title. I'm, you know, that, you know, and plus whatever you see. No, but in general, what ends up happening is spirit speaks to me and I literally go into a certain automatic kind of writing. And I'm like, okay, what is the, you know, what is it that we need to share for the collective consciousness? So it's kind of a heavy, heavy moment. And only fellow shaman psychics, you know, I don't know, not a lot of people are going to get that. But, you know, I believe my tribe is definitely out there and definitely knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, so where was I? So it's really about raising your maturity level, you know? It's becoming aware of how you are communicating, how you are exchanging in your relationships, okay? And this doesn't just mean a couple, you know, when it comes to this. You can be codependent on friends, you know? I find this very common of where there's like a... you know, oh, I admire them. I look up to them. I do this. I do that. Oh my God, I am not them. I'm not them. And really you're just like fixated on like this, if I can achieve that, I will get, you know, it's a codependent relationship. It's not, you know, well, we're going to get into the other parties that are happening. The next one is convenience. Yes. A relationship of convenience, party people. So I'm going to refer back to my book before I go into my notes, or maybe the other way. Let's see. Okay, this relationship is fairly clear. It's a convenient relationship. It's when a couple gets together and he does whatever, or he, she does whatever, and the other person does whatever, right? So they're totally independent and they're just doing their thing, right? However, it's kind of, it's a union that's more of a business deal, all right? You're not going to find intimacy in this exchange. You know, there's a lot of people who simply get together and say, you know what, this is, let's go ahead and split all the bills. Let's do that. Da, 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 da. All right. So it's kind of a convenient relationship where it's basically a 50-50 relationship where two independent people bring social and financial security and sensual and sexual security for a joint venture in the world. Okay. Sounds kind of like a flat line. Like, okay, let's split the bill. You know, oh, at least I'm having sex. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, sounds kind of icky to me, but it's just not my party. All right. Both people typically work and share expenses. It's characterized by equality. And there is a challenge with equality because there's a great quote by Dr. Pat Allen that says, equality kills intimacy. It's not hot. It's just not hot. You know, you really need somebody to, you know, anyways, so it's just not hot. You know, let's split everything. Let's, you know, let's do an Excel spreadsheet on this. I mean, it's not quite right.com. Anyways, so with that, I want to transition into our next song, which is one of my all-time, what? Favorite songs ever, 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 ever. And a little insight before I start this song. If someone's humming something around me and it's a song that gets stuck in my head, right? And I'm like, you know, I don't even like that song and it's stuck in my head. I tend to take a moment, take a breath, and then I go, and then I immediately start singing the song inside my head. So hold on, I'm getting a little stuck here on the wires. Here we go. Enjoy, party people. I think you'll dig it. I love to love to love this song. Okay. Tell me you don't love that song. Tell me. Give me a call. I'm kidding. Give me a call. 1-800. I totally hate that song. No, that is one of the best songs ever. Oh, I just adore me some George Michael. I really do. Although I really didn't like his hair back in the 80s. And the beard was okay. But that he kind of had like this little fro. I don't know what was happening. A pompadour fro. Not quite right.com. No, not even for the 80s. Mm-mm. I just wanted to like clip it off. Who knew he would be gay? I did not when I was 10, by the way. I had no idea. Anyways, so, well, technically he's bi, but he prefers men. Anyways, so, where was I? Yes, we are talking about interdependent. What? Oh my God, it's such a great, great day. All right. So then, you know, there's a last dynamic, right? So what we are talking about the different types of relationships that we can have as it pertains to intimate relationships. And then also, you know, when you're kind of like relating with other people, you know, are you dependent on them? Like, but like codependent, you know, like give me a morsel, please. You know, sort of like, oh, you are holier than thou, you know, if I just jump through these hoops. You know, these kind of things. Or, oh my God, I feel like this because you're making me feel this way. You know, it's not quite like that. And I am sort of poking fun at it because it's dated, it's antiquated, and it's just not your authentic self, you know? And so I tend to be kind of a piercer in this world a little bit, you know, where it's like, you know, I can get into numerology and all this other stuff as to why I am the way I am. But in general, if there's a big fat elephant in the room and no one's talking about it, I'm the type of girl that's going to go, okay, wait, can we just, you know, can you scratch the record? You know, there's a big fat elephant in the room and we need to, you know, to address it. So I'm kind of that girl, you know, a little bold, take some cojones to be lovingly compassionate and honest, you know, and to scratch the record. But I digress. Okay, so then there's one last one, all right? So we have the codependent vibe, then we have the convenient vibe, which really is like, you know, an Excel spreadsheet, you know, let's have sex at, you know, 5 p.m. every Wednesday, you know, and it's not going to be full of passion at all. In fact, it's just going to be this really disconnected exchange. You know, not really. Mm-mm. You know, you split the bill and you do everything and it's just like you're just a machine. Now, let me say something. Codependent, obviously, that's a no-go, right? But sometimes convenient relationships, sometimes that's what people want. You know, they don't want to get deeper. They just want to feel security. You know, and if that's you, hey man, enjoy, you know, right on, you know, and I poke fun at it and I know I kind of look down on it a little bit because it's not my flow. It's not. Why? Because hallelujah, there's a whole different party that's coming, but we'll speak about the last one in a second. I wanted to take a moment to turn to the Ascended Masters and go, yo, who wants to come in and actually communicate with our audience today? Who is it that, you know, what is the message that we can embrace during this episode into our life? And we ended up getting health and healing. Yes, look at the video, everyone. You are listening to Chrissy Stereo on the Master's Playground here on skidrowstudios.com. Click onto the live video link to see the video. Anyway, so what is health and healing? What is the message for us today? This card is a sign of healing. Your divine healing power has awakened and you feel compelled to help others to heal. Yeah. I'm going to stop right there and just go, yeah. Very compelled. Very, very. All right. So you are, okay, wait. So this is for everyone, right? Just as you've been healed, so too do you want others to enjoy health and vitality. You're supported in making life changes so that you can continue to heal yourself and others. Let go of any fears or restrictive thinking to fully open the miracles of healing. Wow. Wow. So additional meanings. If, you know, there's an illness or injury that's out there, you know, it's primarily going to be healed. So really tap into your own healing in general. You are the healer, all right? you are the healer. You are the... So for those of you that are feeling it, right on. It's a good and safe time for you to change to a healing career and then also to study healing modalities. So really, what this is highlighting for us, you guys, is that, you know, heal thyself, right? Get rid of the lies, get rid of all, you know, any false beliefs, get rid of fear, do a little ego eradicator, you know, really that's a specific meditation in Kundalini. Really tend to yourself, recognize patterns, and you know what? Celebrate them when you do. Celebrate them and just go, wow, you know, I found this and I'm so over this. Thank you, you know? Thank you, universe. Thank you, reflective mirror. Thank you, whatever it is, you know? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Otherwise, you know, it's not going to be a lot of fun. And if you don't heal yourself, you're not going to be able to be of service to others. And that's a really, really big, 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 big key. If you are in the world of being a teacher, a healer, you know, leading other people to healing themselves, and you're kind of like the squeaky wheel, and you're not really tending to stuff that you no longer want to hold on to inside, you know, it's really going to just slow the process down, you know, and you're not going to be able to go ahead and beam your light as brightly because it's unconscious, you know. And healing is a lifetime effort. It really is, you know, but you can go lightning fast. At least that's what my truth is. Okay, so the last of the Mohicans, all right? So what is the last type of relationship that we could actually celebrate? This is the yummy one. This is the one like, serve me up some of this, because this is what I know is about to happen in my life in general. And I say about to because I am very cognizant of how people are communicating. And all right, I can get into the long astrology of it all, but you know, thankfully I've been blessed with, you know, the aspects in my progressive astrology chart have me identifying shadows very quickly, very, very quickly. And so what's happening is that I'm personally, what I'm going through is just going, you know, it's not judgment. It's more of, wow, okay, so this is where that person or, you know what I mean? I'm able to get the information really quickly. So I'm thanking the universe in general for that. I'm able to identify what it is, what lesson they're learning. And that's not to say that I'm, you know, like I don't have my own stuff in general, but I'm able to, I guess you could say, see where I'm at in relation, you know, really quickly. Wow. I love being me.com. I hope you love being you, by the way. All right. So the last part of the Mohicans is the covenant. It's the covenant type of relationship, my loves. Okay. This is where being interdependent can be the most beautiful experience, period. And so what does it mean, right? So let's go back to our little definition in general. It's where two or more people are dependent on one another. Notice I didn't say codependent, okay? They mutually are vibrating at the same frequency. They're mutually supporting one another. Why? They just naturally incorporate into each other's lives. They just do, you know? It's just a click. And there's no restrictions. There's no conditions, you know? And the type of intimacy that's had in that type of relationship, wow, scuba gear material. It's a deeper intimacy. Imagine what a spiritual union that really offers. When you are independent, not needy on the other person, you know, and not claiming, you know, basically if you're pointing the, you know, all right, I'm going to not digress. Okay. So there's no terms or conditions that are had, you know, as found in codependent relationships. Now with codependent relationships, right? It's like, oh, you know, do this, jump through this hoop, do that, you know what I mean? It's sort of, it's just not a, it's not a groovy ride for anyone that's involved. It's a lower frequency exchange, and a higher frequency is just, it's where it's at.com. It's where it's at.com. So it's really a merger, you know, and I know it's kind of a business term, but it's really like where it's just, it merges together, right? Where two souls become one. And it's sort of like a team thing that's happening. So I'm going to go back to the book, right? So we can kind of get a much more richer information. So it's two independent people who negotiate a mutual interdependency for the greater good to become a balanced unit in the world. Okay? In a covenant, each person takes on a primary role for the greatest good of the team, right? One person is designated the breadwinner. The other one could be the homemaker. I don't know. You guys set up the terms in general, but there's like a team effort. There's a mutual, like, oh, you know what? I love us. And this is the vibe, you know, and this is how we're going to balance everything. Now, notice it's not like, oh, I'm so dependent. You know, I'm sure you guys are picking up the frequency difference. So interdependent, what? Yes, loves, yes. So that's the vibe there. So I want to play a song in honor of that, right? So I want to get a little playful because it's fun. Ugh, I love an arsenal of music. And really, so, you know, to have a covenant relationship, healthy, loving, holy, you know, insert just blissful, spiritual union, get yourself out of the way, heal yourself, right? And then that's when, like, in general, you'll be able to attract that energy in general, like on a much more permanent level. But if you don't heal yourself and that person shows up, you're not going to be able to receive it because you're still clouded with information. So, you know, take a moment to tune into yourself, be, you know, rinsing and repeating. Listen to the words that you are communicating out into the cosmos, because all you're doing is you're screaming at yourself, you know? You made me feel this way. No, guess what? You gave up all your power. And so therefore you feel that the radius is responsible for your emotional well-being when you are responsible, right? So on a covenant tip, if you will, it really takes two highly evolved, independent, but intra-dependent souls. So it takes two. I bet you guys can guess what song I'm going to play now. Enjoy.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ EZ Black. I don't care. I'm number one, but uno, I like punk.
It Takes Two by Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Yes. I remember when that song came out. Ugh. I'm telling you. That's all I have to say. TheJam.com back in the day. I don't know if you guys did this growing up, you know, get together with like your cousins and the whole thing and you come up with dance routines, you know, and you're like dancing in front of like, you know, old school boombox or radio, whatever, you know. That's how I rolled back in the day. Little shout out to my cousins up in Alaska. They know exactly what we would end up doing. It was kind of fun. And not kind of, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so we're at the portion of the show where we're going to be looking into the energies of the coming week, okay? So I read Kabbalah Tarot, which is a totally different system. You know, it lines up to the Kabbalah Tree of Life. And so it has a lot of rich history, a lot of insight that just keeps giving you and giving you and giving. I mean, it's so brilliant, so brilliant. So it's a little bit different than what you can traditionally find out there in books or, you know, if you go on the internet, okay, what does this card mean? Totally different energy. There's different like vibrations, a different language that's happening altogether with Kabbalah Tarot. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, so what is happening, right? I want to talk about this for a minute. In general, we are all healing ourselves, okay? No one is exempt, all right? Let me just go ahead and say that. Not even me, all right? But there are individuals out there that might be having a harder time, you know? And they are waking up to a deeper truth in their own divine time. And sometimes other people are going to come along and just go ahead and go, wow, check that out, man. Are you noticing it.com? Because I see it, you know, or wow, I used to be that way, or whoa, you know, it's a really intense experience to allow yourself to get your own ego out of the way and really look at the opportunity for healing. And so, you know, it's a little something, something that I'm noticing in general, but you know, what's really, really great, right? So there's a trend that's happening out there and, I'm noticing it with everyone who's healing, you know, I mean, even when I was kicking it at the Satori house, we're all, you know, doing, you know, our work. We're like, okay. But what's fun is like, we're kind of like a PI about it going, wow, man, I totally discovered this about myself, you know, and da, 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 da. I'm noticing in general, though, that there's a certain level of grace that goes into simply loving yourself in the nightmare that you're waking up in. You know what I mean? Literally just instead of, you know, pointing the finger at, you know, somebody else or whatever, you know, it's really about going within and just going, wow, do I have these tendencies? What is this? Why am I so angry at that person? Why? Because you're really angry at yourself, right? So it's all about really turning it around and going, wait, what am I learning about me? Okay. That is healing.com, healing101.com. Okay. I wonder if that domain's taken. Anyway, so the energies in general is, you know, I ended up drawing the Prince of Swords. Okay. Of course, I turned to the divine and I'm like, okay, all right, talk to us, party people. What can we anticipate for this coming week in general, right? And so let's explore, you know, what the Prince of Swords is all about. Well, there's an understanding as to why, right? So insert any type of situation in general. There's an understanding. You already know why things are happening, you know? They're really clear. There's more clarity that's going to be coming. All right. So that's definitely something that we could tap into this week in general. You know, if you're kind of like in a fog going, whoa, what was that? Clarity is going to start to kick in. Right. And again, we're going back to self-healing because welcome to, you know, your spiritual evolution, your awakening process, that the party is about you, you know? So it's not about making it about others. It's really about making it about what you're learning from others. Okay. Yes.com. All right. So they're really clear. You know, there's, okay, hold on. Let me translate. So as we progress throughout the week, you're going to be very clear about what it is that you're doing for yourself. Okay. And so there's going to be sort of a level of confidence that's going to be kicking in general. In essence, we're all being called, you know, to live a life of being in service, not only to others, which is magical, but really it starts with being in service to yourself, you know, and you do so with compassion for yourself. And when you encounter others, have compassion. You know what I mean? You know, and there's some interesting things out there. Don't make assumptions. Let go of the judgment. Let go of the assumptions. Allow revolutionary information to come in. Divine information gets delivered to you by the divine in very creative ways. Very, very creative ways. I know when I recognize it, I like to thank and offer gratitude. That's just how I thankfully exchange and communicate. And I encourage you to do the same thing as well. All right. So you also understand that, you know, all of us are going to be going through an understanding of, you know, as we are truly honest with ourselves, getting our ego out of the way, getting our, you know, are you, you know, yeah, just get your ego out of the way, man, you know, and really tune into to spirit and know that if you are honoring and healing yourself, I mean, truly doing the work and going in deep, right? Going in deep, even when the foundation is shaking, even when the environment is chaotic, even when, you know, we are, I don't know, finding ourselves in, spewing out, something. Be mindful of your communication. Be mindful of how you're tripping in this world.com, what is it that you're telling people about you? Take ownership. Turn it in. And so as you do that, you start to create the ideal, reality of where you're understanding why this is really, occurring. So therefore there's a more clarity that kicks in. And really that's when it's best for everyone. We start to understand, even this that happened is what's best for everyone, right? Because we all have handshakes in this world. We are of service to each other. All right. So what's some additional energies that we could work with? What's going to be happening is there's going to be a little bit of a tug of war, you guys. We're going to get a lot more clarity, but there's going to be the tendency to be scared. So I ended up getting a couple of different fives. I'm like, okay, what are people going to be kind of encountering as they're getting clear on? Well, you're going to be able to identify your fears. You're going to be, in essence, what's happening this week is you are going to be getting clear on what's holding you back. Oh, I love deep moments like that. I really do. So it's a blessing. It's a gift. And it's about really, it's challenging you to love yourself, but to do so with that true love of the collective consciousness, because everything is a gift, everything. You guys, I don't know about you guys, but I definitely have felt a shift occur lately. And, communication is a really brilliant, I mean, it's how we are talking to one another. So, I'm stumbling for words a little bit, but, I highly, encourage all of us to take a moment to really, really honor what is happening inside of you. Recognize what's holding you back. Recognize the challenge that's being presented to you, okay? And when you see that challenge, ask yourself, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to hold on to a lower frequency and still communicate ego, blame, distorted perceptions? Or are you going to take ownership and go, wow, this is what I am scared of? It's so groovy. It really is such a gift. And I promise what ends up happening, once you recognize it, things just click in. Things happen. So that's the gift of the coming week, you guys. I really, really encourage you all to reach for self-love. And I also encourage you to reach for love in general. Just reach for love in general. I mean, that's really the answer. There's only two emotions in the world. There's fear and there's love, And when there's fear, we hurt ourselves and we hurt others. Right? And that's the old way of doing things. It's time to let that go. It really is. And ask yourself, what is it that you're really scared of? Are you allowing your mind to dictate and come up, are you using your logical mind to try to figure things out? Or are you allowing your heart to resonate for you? That's the invitation for the week, my loves. Don't get lost in your heads. Embrace your heart. Embrace compassion. Embrace everyone. We are one. We are the collective consciousness. If you hurt others, you hurt yourself. If you're hurting yourself, you hurt others. So with that, let's go ahead and close out with the Sunshine Song. And I'm going to place my hands into prayer position. And I love you guys. I really do. I love every single one of you guys. So, may the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings. I love you guys so, so much. All right. Be well. Mwah. Have a good night.
Love yourself. Love each other. Blessings. The Master's Playground.